Masechtas Demai, Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav. Beishamai Aimrim, Beishamai say, Lo Yimker Adam as Zesav Ela Lachavar. A person should not sell his olives only to a chavar. A chavar we've mentioned in the past is someone that's careful to make sure to eat his food betara and not allow his food become tame. And olives, when they're pressed, they become wet with olive oil. And certain liquids, olive oil included, can make the produce become hukshar lekabel tumah. They become ready to accept tumah. They now transmit. They can receive tumah. And by giving his olives, by selling his olives to someone who's not a chaver, who's not trusted on keeping things tahar, so then he's potentially setting it up that when it gets pressed and wet, it will indefinitely become tame by this person who's receiving it, who's not careful on tumah and tahara. Beis Hillel says they disagree, and they say, Afla Meiser, you can sell it even to a person who's careful on Meiser, even if he's not a chaver, he's not careful on tumah and tahara. Beis Hillel was not concerned about it becoming tame, because it's possible that he will eat them as whole olives without pressing them, even though the majority of the olives sold were generally pressed into oil. But it's possible that he'll eat them while they're still dry. And so when he sells them, he's selling them as dry olives that are not yet capable of becoming tame until they become wet. And it's possible they'll never become tame. They'll be eaten as raw olives. And as long as you sell to someone who's careful on Meiser and will take off the Meiser, that's good enough. And you don't have to be concerned that he may make them tame. However, the Mishnah says, Utsnuei Beis Hillel, the modest ones of Beis Hillel, which is the ones that were careful on keeping mitzvahs properly, hayunayegim kedivrei Beis Shammai, they would practice like Beis Shammai. They were stringent upon themselves, and they would only sell their olives to a chaver, someone who was careful on tahara. Mishnah Zayin. Shnayim shebatzurus karmeim l'teich gas echad. If two people harvest their vineyard and they merge together, they put their grapes from their vineyards into one wine press, and so you have now one wine press grapes from two different people. Echad ma'aser ve'echad she'in ma'aser. One of them who's careful on taking ma'aser off of all of his produce, and the other one was a am ha'aretz and was not careful about taking, he was not trusted to take off ma'aser from his half. So what should the one who's careful do? Ha'ma'aser, the one who takes off ma'aser from his produce, he's careful about it. Ma'aser shalai, he has to take off for sure whatever his portions. If he has 50% of the grapes for his, he has to take off 50% ma'aser off of 50% to cover whatever is his. And also, that's not enough. The Mishnah says also, v'chalkei b'chol makam shehu, which literally means his portion, wherever it is. And this is referring to another 25% he's going to need to take off. Why is that? Because the way we look at these two partners, they have a joint ownership over all the grapes that were put into this wine press, and we look at each individual one as owned jointly by both of them. And when they divide the wine 50-50, even though the one who's careful about Meiser already took off Meiser from 50% of everything here, but we look at the portion that he receives as potentially a mixture of what's really partially his and partially his partner's. And so even the 50% of the wine that he takes as a final product, we look at half of that, 25%, potentially his partner's portion that's mixed around amongst his. So he needs to take off further Meiser from another 25% to cover this that he's potentially exchanging portions with the other person. And he takes, you know, what partially may have belonged to the other person, and the other person takes what partially may belong to him, and he ends up having to take Meiser off of 75% of the full wine.